just in case they thought I stopped vaping.
I still got bars for days, like dude that built the Barclays. I'm fresh out of my bar phase. Used to think the world was mine like Scarface. Just a little ghetto boy that was stargaze. Funny how the Lord works in bizarre ways. I ain't far from Houston, but a long, long way from what I'm used to, seeking solutions. Still fighting for my freedom, Huey P. Newton. You ain't about seeing me improving. You can keep it moving. Push. Find a new space to occupy. And watch me rise from the ashes like it's prophesied. Who would have had to tell my daughter that her papa died? Or explain the circumstances of his homicide? Damn, that's a reality check. But these days, I just gotta be a man and reflect. It's all fair in love and war, and baby Flan is a vet. When your supply is this nice, you ain't demanding respect. It come with the territory like celebratory shots. I won't take one, I'll just pour it out for the block. A lot less of what I was, a lot more of what you're not. And I wish you all success, I'm just holding down the spot. Hope springs eternal, except hoping that I stop. You see, that shit is futile, though I will throw a few smiles at haters like who knew style wouldn't fuck with substance. What's with that long face, you looking sick to your stomach? To keep it 100, I'm feeling sicker than ever. You should put your poop in the group, homie, get your shit together. The difference is I'm better, plain and simple. But don't worry, I'll remind you every day I'm with you. This is Flint.
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Abruptly. Anyway, man, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I'm your boy J-Dawg Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And yeah, I just wanted to start it with that one because I love you guys. I wanted to show some sincere appreciation for the feedback and the support that I've been receiving recently. It means, you know, the absolute world to me. And man, you don't know how much it's just like it refuels you to, you know, to just to hear anything. I mean, I've been getting everything from, you know, people saying that they personally relate to something that I mentioned to being corrected on my grammar. And I'm cool with it all. Like, even if you're listening and taking note of my grammar, you're listening and you're taking the time out of your day, not only to do that, but to let me know I can do better in terms of my grammar. And my mother was an English teacher, so it's sad that I'm fucking up like that. But anyway, I appreciate it all. I love you for it. And, yeah, it's keeping me going. Keeping me going, keeping the show going. This is a dream of mine. I love doing it. And so anytime I feel like something I love doing is somehow reaching and touching people, making them laugh, or just giving them a chance to flex their grammar skills, you know, I don't know, it makes me feel good. So I wanted to start it with just a show of appreciation to everyone, whether you comment or not. If you're hearing this, I appreciate you. Alright, moving on very, very quickly. And got my hair cut yesterday, and I'm sitting in the barbershop, and it dawned on me at that moment, like, I live in Texas. I live right now in a, I don't want to say upscale part of Texas, but it's an upscale part of Texas, part of Austin, and I don't run into a whole lot of my folks where I'm at. I don't run into a whole lot of my folks where I work. You know, I got 8-9 roommates, and you know, I'm definitely a minority in here. But being at the barbershop and being around my people again, like, it's something about being at the barbershop, like just being there. It's like hearing the conversations, I mean, the artwork on the wall, the music that was playing. just everything. You're getting the cut. Like, I posted yesterday. It's chicken soup for the soul, man. Chicken soup for the soul. I walked out feeling like fucking Jeff. Is it Bezos or Bezos? I don't know. Whatever, he worth a couple billions. Fucking $1 million. I feel like Jeff Bezos out here. Shout out to the Hair Lounge, my man Clipper Beast, Drew. If you listened to the show before, you know that's been my barber for like, man, 5-6 years now. Appreciate you. I always come out looking a million times better than I did going in. I tell him he makes me look like a human being again. And ladies, just for you, you know, when I leave the barbershop, I usually go immediately home and just, you know, chill. Because, man, this is too much sexy to be roaming the streets with a fresh cut. Like, I don't want to do that to y'all. I don't want to do that to y'all. I'll be out there with the fresh cut. I give you at least a day where, you know, it starts to grow back in. Just a little, just enough so that it's resistible sexy. I think walking straight out the barbershop is a little too much for y'all. So out of respect, I kind of go hibernate for a minute. But anyway, yeah, man, I love the barbershop. I love Hair Lounges. If you haven't, if you're in the Austin Pflugerville area and you're looking for, I feel like I'm doing like the home church. If you're looking for a barbershop home, looking for a church home, Hair Lounge in Pflugerville, someplace you definitely want to check out. And it's not just barbers. They in there braiding hair. They doing it all. Ladies, you can get, I don't know what y'all do, but y'all can get it done there. I think they be having a masseuse in there sometimes. It gets real at the Hair Lounge. So shout out to them. And then speaking of that, like, I wanted to talk about impact. The impact that people have on other people. I talked, you know, when I first started, about thanking everybody for, you know, listening and, you know, the comments that I've received lately and the impact those comments have on me. I think a lot of times we don't think about, you know, the impact we have on other people with really small things. And I've talked, you know, on a show recently about, like, Jay from Just Say Words and, you know, how his text messages impacted me and meant something to me. And I just want to reiterate that, like, just little stuff, like just saying hello or shaking somebody's hand or you know, being in the barbershop, having a conversation, like, that changes. I could change somebody's whole day, their whole outlook on wherever they were at the moment. I saw a picture on Facebook the other day, and it was of, was it Princess Megan? And she was like kneeling and like kissing this little girl's hand. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, what must it have been like for that little girl? Like, you know, that this is a princess and she's like kneeling in front of me and like, you know, holding my hand and kissing my hand. And like what that might have meant for her. And you don't even have to be a princess to have that kind of impact on a person. Now, you can be just a regular dude. I tell you, from my time at McDonald's working that drive-thru, you know what, like, makes a little kid's day? Like, you know what, like, will blow their fucking McMinds? Like, you know what really does it for a little kid? When I was at the drive-thru and, you know, a parent would pull through and had their kids in the backseat, if I looked in the backseat and wave to him or said hello or what's going on, man, like, oh, what's happening, buddy, or whatever, enjoy your food, whatever, like, it would just light him up, like, somebody's talking to me, or this dude, this the gatekeeper to all the deliciousness, is like recognizing me or cares. And it didn't happen all the time, but it happened enough of the time that you realize just acknowledging somebody, especially children, just acknowledging them when you're an adult, you know, or when you're in any position of authority, it does something for people. Like, it was really crazy. I said, I did it, you know, this one kid, I'm like, how's it going, buddy? And he turned and, like, looked at his brother. And in my head, I'm already talking myself down. I'm like, damn, he probably turned into his brother. Like, this motherfucker talking to me? Like, just give me the food. Stop talking. And then he turned back around, and the look on his face was like, nah, what I said to my brother was like, he's talking to me. Like, he said hello. And he waved, like, gave me the frantic, you know, wave like I was Mickey Mouse or something. And, it was, you know, it did something for me. Like, just saying hello to him gave me something back. So you never know what your impact is on people. And just stopping every once in a while just to acknowledge someone or say what's up or to talk or a smile, anything, you know, it could change somebody's life. It could save their life, you know, It has for me. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Anyway, all right. So recently, last episode, I talked to you about my scooting adventures. I've been out here scooting. I'm loving it. I talked a lot of shit about people on the scooters before. And then I got a scooter out of necessity. I needed, you know, a way to get around without catching these buses and license situation. Need some work. So I got me a scooter and I'm loving it. And, you know, last week I had that whole adventure in the woods and, you know, needed my black card revoked. It's still something I have nightmares about to this day, but I survived it. But then, you know, and I got out of that situation, and come Monday, like, I was on the high of all highs. You know, things was going well for me. I told you last week, you know, I hit my 7 months. I made it past step four hurdle. I was on step six. Like, I'm making progress. Work is looking good. You know, I'm getting comfortable in my living situation right now. I'm getting the podcast back up and running. I ordered some, like, crazy equipment that I wanted for a long time that I think is going to help take me or take this podcast to the next level. Shout out to Rodecaster. Yeah, I just wanted to play with the button real quick. Pause. Anyway, so yeah, man, I'm having a good day. I left work, hopped on my scooter. You know, I'm riding home, and the ride home is like the easiest scooter ride that I have. Like, any other time, I'm in like traffic or around a lot of cars, and you know, it's still a little tense for me, but I enjoy the challenge. But by the time I get off the bus and I'm actually like ride my scooter from the bus station home, that's smooth. Like, I know that. I know that whole ride. It's not a lot of cars out there. It's pretty residential. I'm good. So I'm feeling extra cocky right now. I'm like, I'm getting it in. I ride my scooter. I stop at the 7-Eleven. I get me some waters, load them on my backpack, you know, heading home. I get one turn away. I'm getting ready to turn on my street. And the cockiness and not paying attention to detail and falling in love with the scooting, like, just came back to haunt me. I had cruise control on the scooter. I'm going my full 15 and a half miles per hour. And I'm getting ready to make this turn. I look over my shoulder and I see that there's a car, you know, pulling up along the side of me. So I need to slow down before I make this turn. I can't just whip it like I wanted to. I wanted to just go. I'm like, all right, I got to slow down, let this car pass, and then make my turn. But my dumbass had cruise control on. So when I went to take my finger off the throttle and slow down, nothing happened. Still going 15 and a half miles an hour, which feels way too fast with a car right next to you. So I panicked, and my dumbass tried to bail out at that speed. And fucked myself up pretty good. I had my helmet on, so, like, no major injuries. But, you know, put my arm out to brace myself for the fall. And I think, like, I may have dislocated my elbow a little bit. I don't know. Like, I still don't like doctors enough to go get x-rays. But we like a weekend. I'm starting to get range of motion back. I still don't have a lot of strength in the hand and the arm. But I'm getting there. But just that fast, I went from, like, the high of all highs, or the highest I felt in a long time without the aid of a external substance or something, but to, like, just fucked up. Like, I had to do the walk of shame. And if I see that, I wish I'd have had enough, like, awareness to really pay attention to that car. So if I see, because they was pretty much driving into a cul-de-sac. It's not that much further they could go after I wiped out. And I know they saw me wipe. I know they saw me. And I, like, wiped out and rolled. It was a full-on accident. Like, I rolled, and I laid in the street for a bit because my arm was so fucked up, I wasn't sure I could get back up. Like, I literally just, it looked way worse than it probably was. But as bad as it looked, ain't nobody come get me. Like, nobody came, like, you all right? Or, like, help me get up. I had to just figure out a way to get up with one arm, and then I do the walk of shame all the way up the hill to the house, like, limping. Like, I know it was everybody. Like, I knew that motherfucker was gonna fall. Ah, that's what you get. Like, I know I know. And I only and you know, it hurts, and I had to walk. And as soon as I can put some weight on this arm, I'm getting back out there. Like, I'm scooting anywhere. I'm going to get me another Sunday from Baskin Robbins or something just to show you haters that can't nobody hold me down. But it just reminded me a lot of everything that's going on, you know, right now with the vaping and everything. It's something about, like, new shit that people or stuff that you don't understand or you haven't experienced that people just seem to, like, not just fear, but hate and, like, have a strong aversion to. Like, it's like people who don't vape seem to look at vapors like, what the fuck are you doing? Like they don't even look at smokers like that anymore, but they look at vapors like, ew, like, you know, what's the deal? And the way I was looking at people who scooted before I started scooting was like, fuck is wrong with you, grown ass man on a scooter? What the, yeah, and it's, I had to experience it or had the need to use it to realize it ain't that big of a deal. But I had one wipeout. Now I got, you know, friends and stuff. So I told you, man, you need to get off that scooter. It's like, imagine what the first person to ride a bicycle went through. Like, I'm sure it was motherfuckers out there like, yeah, that bike, you're going to kill yourself. Stay off that bicycle. And now everybody riding bicycles, you know, like, now we got motorcycles and all kind of, you know, like, chill. Like, just because you don't get it right away, like, if somebody chooses to do something, if somebody chooses to go in a direction that doesn't harm you, and they are aware of the harm, they're not acting like it's not possible for something to go wrong, but who knows what could go right, like don't fear it to the point that you're trying to impart that fear on other people. If other people are brave enough to take a direction that you don't want to take at the time, like, you don't have to do it, but don't try to put your fear on other people. Like, don't try to put, you know, eliminate a possibility from somebody else's life because it don't seem possible to you. Yeah. And I wasn't even expecting to go this direction on this shit, but that's what's on my heart. That's what came to me right now in telling that story, is that I catch so much, like, just hate, like, unnecessary negative feelings for doing things that I guess other people either don't understand or have some unnatural fear about. And it's like, that is cool for you to be afraid of it. And I even appreciate it if you love or care about me enough to try to warn me. But there's got to be a stopping point where it's like, you've made your point. You've expressed your apprehension. I've accepted it. And I am still choosing to do the thing that I choose to do. You know what I mean? Like, let me have that. And I'm probably going to go on a rant next week that's going to completely contradict this one. But for this moment, let me have this. Let me have my moment where I talk about some shit, where I say some things. But yeah, man, yes, I'm still hurting. I got like an arm brace on, an elbow brace on right now. I'm like covered in Bengay. Yeah, so there's no point in me wearing cologne because that probably just turns into a real fucked up smell that I can't even imagine. But I'm telling you, as soon as I can put weight on the arm, I'm back out there scooting. Don't think the scooting is over. It's never over. All right. Anyway. All right. This last part of the show, because this, I'm getting into a rhythm with these new shows. I'm not gonna go on these lengthy, you know, whatevers. I'm happy as shit this week that I don't have nothing to say about Antonio Brown. He did go back. Did I talk about him going back to school? I don't know. I think I did. Yeah. Right. So we ain't got nothing to talk about Antonio Brown. Again, I'm recording this before the Redskin game, so I don't have that depression on my heart. Fuck is up with the Redskins. Anyway, but I do want to. All right. So I'm not a preacher, and I don't ever want to come across as a preacher. I don't ever want to come across as trying to be preachy or teach you something. Like really, I just be in situations and have thoughts that I think sound dope, and I like to share them with people. Do with it what you will. I just like to share my thoughts with somebody. That's why I love y'all so much for listening. Like, I get to talk to people about stuff that I don't talk to everybody about. Y'all are close to me. You feel the closeness? Are you feeling the closeness? Is it weird? I don't think so. Anyway, so I sit in meetings all the time. I had these like epiphanies in meetings. But in these meetings, motherfuckers is mad long-winded, so I very rarely get to express. And I'm like new, and one of the things, you know, they teach you, if you start doing like 12-step stuff, like if you're new, just sit and listen. Like, just sit and absorb. Like, don't be in a rush to talk because you don't know shit. And that's a very good life lesson. If you don't know shit, shut the fuck up and learn shit. Don't. It doesn't make you look good to talk, to try to show what you think you know. It makes you look better that you are an attentive listener and are trying aggressively to learn something. It does not make you look good to have something to say all the time just to look like you understand something. Shut the fuck up and listen. All right, off my soapbox. But so when I had these epiphanies, I don't necessarily jump up in the meeting and be like, I gotta share now so I could tell you this deep ass thought that I just had. Like, I just write it down, jot something down on my phone, and then I save it for times like this when it's my turn to speak, and I share with the people that I love. So I wanted to give you this one. And again, I preface this by saying I'm not a preacher. All right. So I'm in the process right now of getting my life back together. You know, I fucked it up. I fucked it up as good as FUBAR. Well, now it's FUBAR is beyond all recognition. Okay, yeah, it is FUBAR. Yeah. And I'm getting it back together. And the other day, the epiphany that I had is like the problem I'm having right now is getting my life back together and work with, you know, stay with me on this metaphor. Like, it's, I swear to God, it's going to go someplace. It's like trying to get my clothes out the dryer. Right? I said stay with me, right? So I go downstairs to get my clothes out the dryer, and I'll try to grab everything with my hands. Like, I'll try to grab everything and hold it, you know, and take it back upstairs. And if you've ever tried to do it, I'm sure I'm not the only one. Like, that is some of the most difficult shit in the world to do. Like, no matter how much stuff you get in that first initial grab, you miss something, and as you go to pick that up, you drop something else, and as you go to pick that up, you drop something else. And even if you can get everything in your arms at once, then that whole walk back to wherever you got to get to is treacherous and stressful, and it's just a bitch. And what I started to realize is, like, that's where I am right now. Like, I'm trying to get all the pieces that I messed up back together. I'm trying to hold everything, get everything back together and get a grip of it. And what the program is trying to teach me is that trying to hold all those pieces individually is going to overwhelm me. It's going to drive me crazy, and it's probably going to drive me back to what caused me to drop everything in the first place. What I should do is I build this relationship with a higher power. And in this metaphor, the higher power is like the laundry basket, right? And if I can take all those pieces of my life, and instead of me trying to hold them, put them in the care of that laundry basket, put them in the basket, now all I have to do is focus on keeping a hold of the basket. If I stay connected to the basket, if I can keep a grip on the basket, I can keep a grip on everything. But I can't focus. I can't be holding the basket worrying about the things that are in the basket. I got to be like, the basket got it. I just got to hold on to the basket. And that's what I'm learning right now. Like, I was doing real well with the program, and then I kind of felt like I had everything. Like, I was doing real with the scooting, and I felt like I had everything. I wasn't being as attentive as I should have. I wasn't sticking to what got me everything. I wasn't paying attention to the basket. You know, I was holding everything in, and everything spilled out, and I wrecked. You know, whereas if I had been paying attention to the things I learned that got me to that point of comfort on a scooter and holding on to that, you know, then I could have kept all that stuff. You know, then I don't know if it's making sense because I'm trying to relate too many different things to it. I can see that now. But basically what I'm trying to say is I have to get to a point where my focus is consistently on holding on to the basket and holding on to that one relationship with my higher power that I know will help guide me in all the other aspects. And instead of, you know, keeping my eyes on this one particular aspect or this one particular aspect individually and what do I need to do over here and what do I need to do over there, developing that relationship with my higher power kind of teaches me the overall characteristics that I need to have that are going to make everything work that much better. You know, as someone recently told me, you know, like, I need to focus more on my character than my reputation. My reputation being what people think about me, and my character being who I actually am. And that's a whole nother lesson, but that shit was deep, and I wanted to drop that in there somewhere. Just somewhere. Just drop it in there. You can have it for free. All right, but yeah, that's my epiphany for the week. That was my deep moment in one of the meetings. It's the whole laundry bag. I hope it made sense. I think it made sense, right? It made sense, right? A little bit, maybe. Marinate on it. Would you? Or send me some feedback. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. I got buttons now. Y'all ain't ready. All right. But yeah, if it didn't make sense.
Say that then.
I'm hitting all the buttons. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. All right. But anyway, I think that's about my time. I done held y'all up enough. If you listen to the show, thank you for giving me a piece of your day. Means the world to me. I hope I gave you something during this half an hour. Man, do I have anything else? No, I really don't. I'm having I'm getting back. My elbow's back, feeling good. I'm still writing the book. Podcast to me is getting better. I got this equipment. Again, I'm trying to do the Mythbusters episode. So if you have questions about anything, I consider myself an expert on relationships, addiction, and vaping. But if you got questions on anything, or if you have things you think you know about anything and want to, you know, maybe get a dose of the truth, because I will research it. I ain't going to talk all my ass. I will research it. But, you know, send me a question, and I'm going to address it in a future episode. I'm hoping to get enough questions to do a full episode. But if you be the one person that send me a question, I'll do a whole episode based on your question. Shouts to you. But that is coming. I'm trying to do more interviews. So if you got a story to tell and you want to be on the show, my platform is your platform. Hit me up. flan@whatistws.com. We'll arrange something, put it on the schedule. I got some people lined up right now that I'm really excited about. I hope you guys enjoy. Other than that, it's just the usual, people. I mean, I love you. Be safe. Be the light. So as soon as I get song queued up on my phone, I'm gonna rock out. I gotta stick to the 30 seconds because these motherfuckers is not playing. But be safe, be the light, rock with me, holla.
When you told me the truth, even if it really hurt, because you knew what I was worse.
That's love.
When you let me borrow money that you didn't really have because you knew what I was worth.
That's love.
When I was at my worst, you would tell me I would blow when I thought that I would burst.
That's love.
You told me how to help others and through that discover how to put myself first. And here we are again just confronting fears. Whether pain or gain is a bunch of tears. Blood, sweats, and tears probably disappear when smoke starts to clear.